Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski. Today we're going to talk about some early goose hunting opportunities. Mike, why do we have this early goose hunting opportunities?
Well, we've got, as many folks know, a lot of Canada geese that breed in North Dakota now. Some parts of the state have more Canada geese breeding locally than others, and what we're trying to do is increase harvest pressure on these birds. We've been doing this for a while now, but just trying to add the number of days and hunting opportunities that we can get to increase harvest and lower survival of these Canada geese that are breeding in North Dakota.
When does the early goose hunting opportunity start, Mike?
So we're starting August 15th, and anything before September 1st is technically not a hunting season. In the case of Canada geese, the days in August are a management take, and those days actually don't count against our hunting season days. So during the regular hunting season, after September 1st, we get 107 days to shoot Canada geese. It's really important, and it plays into how we've set up these zones, because we have some areas in the state that really could use days on the end of the season because there's really good late season hunting opportunities. We don't want to take those days out of December and put them on September, trying to get an extra hunting opportunity at the beginning, because there just isn't that big of a problem in some of the areas in the western part of the state, and the late season opportunities are quite good. So that's why it gets into implementing these zones, is to try to have extra days in September, and then we take those days out of December, and parts in the eastern part of the state just don't have those late season zones. So it's important to know, though, that our August days, part of that management take, do not count against that. So we can have those days, the 15th of August through the 31st, without consequence to late season hunting.
Mike, this year we added another zone. Why did we do that?
So we're trying to make use of extra opportunity that we got in September for working on these Canada geese that are breeding in North Dakota. Back in the initial days of September seasons, we originally were able to hunt until the third week of September, but we found out through harvest monitoring that we were shooting too many migrant geese, small geese that are coming from the Arctic. And over time, though, those small migrant geese have been coming later, and our local populations also grew. So we were able to reevaluate those harvest metrics and get those days back in September. So we don't want to necessarily take days away from late season hunting opportunities like we talked about, but we do want to have those days at the end of September. And some folks, for whatever reason, want to wait a little bit later in September to hunt too, so it gives them that extra effort. The eastern part of the state has the most conflict with Canada geese, so that's where we place those days. The eastern part of the state also has the least amount of really good, reliable late season hunting. So it's a good fit for that area to get a few extra days. It's going to vary a little bit year to year depending on when our regular waterfowl season opens. The zone boundary for that is a little hard to explain. It's best just to look at a map. It kind of depends on your local area, because the zone is basically the high and low plains duck boundary. And that's pretty much cutting the state in half, kind of wandering its way up diagonally. So there's a lot of different boundaries involved with that. But, you know, depending on your local area, there's just one or two highways to remember associated with it.
Okay, as everybody knows, we had a late spring. How did that affect the goose reproduction?
A lot of birds basically didn't go through with nesting efforts this year. It was pretty stark in May to see a lot of pairs hanging around in places that, you know, they maybe would have nested because of not only the lateness of the spring, but also it being quite dry when we were coming into May, when the geese were starting to set up their territories. A lot of the places where they would have nested were dried up and gone. Plus the big wetlands were still frozen. So a lot of those birds moved on, but there were some that hung around and did have later nesting nesting efforts. So our production, I mean, if I just had to make a pure guesstimate on it, it's probably 25% of normal. Some areas were pretty good. Some other areas are completely absent of Canada goose broods.
Okay, do these early hunting opportunities, are they helping with the Canada goose population?
Yeah, we get a fair bit of harvest from these early hunting opportunities, anywhere between 35,000 and 70,000 birds a year, sometimes even a little bit more. So it's hard to come up with those kinds of numbers just by having, and we really don't have extra days to put anywhere during the regular season. So it's, unfortunately, our population isn't going down as a result, but we have kind of capped the rate of increase on it. So that's helpful. And we've also seen some reductions in the numbers of groups that are quite large, I guess, that individual landowners have on their property. We used to see some groups that were 300-400 birds in a spot, and now it's more in that 50 to 100 range. So we've really knocked some of those back besides the overall goose numbers.
Mike, are there any different techniques hunters use for the early goose opportunity?
Generally, the techniques are the same. People still do decoy spreads. You can do pass shooting if you want. Bigger differences probably come into some of the camouflage that folks use earlier in the year. You might want to have a little bit of green involved. Certainly bug spray. Some mornings and evenings actually aren't too bad for mosquitoes in August and September. You just kind of pick your battles, but always be prepared in case there are a lot of mosquitoes. The decoy spreads are also a little bit more family group oriented in August and September versus later in the year when it is kind of just a big group. People want to definitely consider that when they're laying out their decoy spreads.
Sure, and a lot of small grain harvesting is going on about that time too.
Yeah, small grain harvest looks to be coming along pretty well. We're seeing fields that are just starting to get cut. Some are really ripening up quickly, so there should be quite a few fields down by the time we start into these hunting opportunities.
Okay, how about licensing for residents and non-residents?
Yeah, residents need to get the $5 license in addition to their general game and habitat stamp. If they're over 16 or 16 or older, they need to have their small game stamp. All hunters need to be HIP registered. That goes for any migratory bird hunters that are hunting in North Dakota. They need to do that every year in every state that they hunt. And then after September 1st, they also need to have a federal duck stamp. Non-resident hunters need the $50 non-resident license. That's good for anywhere in the state, and it doesn't count against their days if they come back and buy our regular non-resident waterfowl license. And they also need to be HIP registered and have the federal duck stamp after September 1st.
Okay, what are the bag limits?
So in our September season, we've got a bag limit of 15 birds per day, 45 in possession.
A lot of good information, Mike. Thank you. As Mike just mentioned, Canada goose hunting is divided into three zones, the Missouri River, Western, and Eastern zones. Opening day for early Canada goose is August 15th in all three zones. Closing dates are September 7th in the Missouri River Zone, September 15th in the Western Zone, and September 21st in the Eastern Zone. Shooting hours for early Canada goose are 1/2 hour before sunrise to sunset daily. For more information, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.